Okay, and if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you
stomp.
Okay. And if a boy sees a girl at church and wants to go home with her, he'd ask,
may I walk home with you? Take you home.
Okay. What if he had a car, would he?
Drive you home.
Okay. And to get something to come toward you, you take hold of it and
pull it.
Okay, and the other way would be
push.
Okay. And if you carried something really heavy for a long distance, you might say, I carried it, but instead of using the word carry, you might say, I
toted it. I packed it. Toted is a word you use.
Old word,
I reckon. Word you use out in the country.
Yeah.
Tote.
Do you have a notion that, say, you have to be using both your arms for it? Like, would you talk about packing a suitcase, or toting a suitcase?
I would. I think you'd use one or two arms, depending on what it was.
Okay, I mean, it could be just something you just told them about having.
Yeah, you'd still be toting it.
Okay. You might tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so...
No touching.
Okay. And if you needed a hammer, you might tell someone, go...
Go bring me the hammer.
Okay. What kind of children's games are there that you play with one child chasing the others? And
well, hide and seek and merry-go-round, isn't it?
Tag.
Okay. Is hide and... Do you ever have another name for hide and seek?
I don't know what it is. Hide and seek.
Someone told me about, they call it high spy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I tried it.
High spy. Oh, I hadn't heard that word in years.
Yeah, that'd be
it is a word. How you spell it? H-I-G-H-S-P-Y, I guess. High spy.
I just heard it for the first time the other day.
Yeah, that's an old word.
Okay, and hide and seek, the tree that you touch, that you say, you call that the...
Home tree, home base.
Okay. And in football, the thing that you run toward is called the...
Goal post.
Okay. And you say, you throw a ball and ask somebody to...
Catch it.
Okay. Say, I threw it and he...
Caught it.
Okay. And you say, well, I've been fishing all day, but I still haven't...
Caught anything.
Okay. And you might say, if we plan to meet in town somewhere, I might say, well, if I get there first, I'll...
Wait for you.
Okay. And say if you were about to punish a child, he might tell you not to punish him, but just please give me another...
Chance.
Okay. If a man's in a very good mood, you might say that he's in a very good...
Spirit.
Okay. And someone who can always catch on to a joke, you say that he has a good sense of
humor.
Okay. And you say, well, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get
rid of them.
Okay. And say, if someone stole your pencil, you might ask who?
Swiped it, who stole it?
Okay.
Who swiped a pencil?
Okay. You say, I'd forgotten about that, but now I...
Remember it.
Okay. Or, you might say, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure...
Forgot it.
Okay. And you say, I have just, him a letter.
Written him a letter. I wrote him a letter.
Okay. Or yesterday I, him a letter.
Wrote him a letter.
Okay. And you say, and tomorrow I will...
Write him a letter.
Okay. You say, I wrote him, and it's time I was getting an...
Answer.
Okay. And you say you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you...
Address it, back it. Okay. You get back in the letter?
Is that sort of old-fashioned?
That's old-fashioned for addressing a letter. Back on the back is the letter.
Okay. You say, well, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his...
Address.
Okay. And if a child had learned something new, like maybe learned a whistle or something, you wanted to know where he learned that, you'd ask him who...
Taught you that.
Okay. Would you ever say who learned you that? You ever heard that?
Yeah, I've heard that used. Taught would be more proper, I think, more correct.
Yeah.
Who learned you that? How far did you learn that? You might say that.
Okay.